You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." Today's readings speak about blessings and curses. They're very black and white in their message. The first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human being, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. And blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord." Who do I trust in? Who do I put in the center of my life? Is it another person? Do I put God in the center of my life? Does our love for others lead them to God, help them to be saved, to be happy? Are we able to put God in the first place in our life? Jesus Christ today gives us the Beatitudes. He declares, "Blessed the poor, the hungry, the weeping, the hated, all those who are crying and longing in expectation of something." If you have ever felt this, you know that only God can satisfy, that only God doesn't disappoint, that God is totally trustworthy. We cannot say this about any other person. It is even so hard to trust anyone when we have been betrayed or let down so many times, as all of us have. That's why we need more than ever to trust in Jesus Christ. This faith and trust in God comes from the fact that God has proven how much He loves us by sending His only Son, Jesus Christ. And today in the second reading, St. Paul speaks about the resurrection, because the resurrection is the source of Christian faith, but also of Christian hope. That Jesus Christ, as He rose from the dead, as He was victorious over death, that we can trust that He will help us, that we can trust Him in the moments of our death and our suffering. Because when we begin to trust in Him, put Him in the center of life, we can really experience blessing in our life, and that we are satisfied. As Saint Therese of Avila said, that God is sufficient, God is enough. Let us trust in the Lord. And whenever we lack in trust, let us pray and say the words that Jesus gave to Saint Faustina, calling Him and asking Him to be present in our life. "Jesus, I trust in you." This year we celebrate Ash Wednesday on March 6th. This is the beginning of Lenten season. At our shrine, Masses will be at 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., and 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. in English, and at 10 a.m. in Polish. During the Lenten season, we'll celebrate Stations of the Cross on Fridays at 6 p.m. in Polish and at 7 p.m. in English. During this Lenten season, there will be an opportunity to attend a Lenten retreat, which will take place at our shrine retreat house on March 29 to March 31st. The retreat master will be Father Pavel Bielecki, missionary and physician from Beirut, Lebanon. He will be here to lead us in the examination of our priorities of our daily lives and to make consecrate and practical resolution for improvement of our lives. To register, please contact the retreat house or our shrine office. On Saturday, March 23rd, Our Lady of Częstochowa Youth Group is hosting a designer bag bingo at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. All proceeds benefits the youth group pilgrimage to Poland. Doors open at 6 p.m. with bingo starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. You can also bring your own drinks and snacks and have a great time. Contact Katie Feder at 267-221-4090 for tickets, or go to oloc-bag-bingo.eventbrite.com for more information and to purchase tickets and to register. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.